The letter I. When you think about the letter I, a few sounds probably come to mind. Perhaps the long I in the word time, or the short I in the word when. How about the I in police, or the Y sound in senior? Did you think of the schwa sound that replaces the I in possible? There are a few ways to pronounce the letter I, and in this lesson, we will go over them. You will need to, 1. Listen to all of the options for pronunciation of the I sound. Number 2. Learn the commonly mispronounced words with the I sound, as in island. Number 3. Master the short I. In order to reduce your accent, it's crucial to spend time learning how to produce the short I sound, as in sit, hit, and bit. The short I is a fine-tuned vowel. Number 4. Compare and contrast the long E and short I sounds. This section will be more time-consuming with a lot of listen and repeat activities. Number 1. Let's review words with the letter I. Short I, in win. Repeat after me. Dim, whim, this, miss, hill, opinion, committee. The long I sound, as in time. Repeat after me. Time. Dime, albino, wine, identity, police, niece, ceiling, receive, grief, brief, hygiene, priest. Notice that there is only one word in this list that just has one I, police. The long E sound with one I does not occur regularly. Normally, you will see an E after the I if it creates this long E. Or, of course, I before E except after C. Occasionally after a C, you will also see EI, which also creates the E sound, as in ceiling or receive. Repeat after me. Senior, junior, savior, behavior, and the schwa sound. Repeat after me. Possible, visibility, legibility, flexibility, credibility, eligibility, compatibility, audible, edible, eligible, expandable, feasible, horrible, intelligible, invisible, terrible, pencil. Notice that we create a schwa sound with the I when it is on the unstressed syllable and between two consonants. Number 2, mastering the AI symbol or the I sound as an island. The Portuguese I is normally pronounced like the American E, whereas the American I is most commonly pronounced I, as in island, or I, as in internet. For that reason, Brazilians often use what's familiar, the Portuguese I. As a result, island turns to Island, and international sounds like international. Both are incorrect and contribute to a Portuguese accent in English. You can avoid this by learning which words are commonly pronounced with the I sound in English. Repeat after me. Number 1, ice. Don't slip on the ice. 2, idea. He always has very interesting ideas. Number three, ideal. San Francisco is my ideal city. Number four, identical. Those twins are identical. Number five, identification. Show me your identification. Or ID. Number six, identify. It was difficult to identify the problem. Number seven, identity. The suspect's identity is unknown. Itinerary. Where's the itinerary for our trip? Number nine, item. How many items can I bring in the dressing room? Number 10, iconic. It's an iconic image of France. Number 11, Iceland. You can visit volcanoes in Iceland. Number 12, island. They were stranded on a deserted island. Number 13, icebreaker. Have you thought of an icebreaker to start the meeting? Number 14, idol. Do you watch American Idol? Number 15, IPA. He only drinks IPA, not IPA. Number 16, Ireland. We took a trip to Ireland last year. Number 17, repeat after me, Irish. I'm a huge fan of Irish authors. Number 18, iron. Do you have an iron? I need to iron my clothes. Number 19, irony. What irony? He bought a new cell phone and then found his. Number 20, isolated. It's not abnormal to feel isolated in a city with millions of people. I in the middle. When I falls in the middle of a word in English, it's often given a full syllable's length. It's quite common for non-native speakers to rush this I sound. Listen closely to how I pronounce the following words. I've highlighted the syllable stress in red. I will repeat each word two times before reading the example sentence. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. I think your new haircut is ridiculous. Stupidity. Stupidity. I can't stand his stupidity. Idiotic. Idiotic. His idiotic behavior is going to get him into trouble. Origin. Origin. Darwin wrote The Origin of Species. Oxygen. Oxygen. There's not enough oxygen in this room. Continuous. Continuous. The tourists continuously complain about the weather. Vehicle. Vehicle. A sleigh is Santa's vehicle. Exhibit. Exhibit. There's an exhibit on mid-century artwork at the MoMA. Difficult sounds for Brazilians, E versus I. It's quite normal for Brazilians to not be able to differentiate the long E and short I sound in English. The solution is to first build awareness of the difference between the two sounds by listening to minimal pairs and a lot of audio. Second, you will need to learn how to adjust your tongue, lips, and pressure. If you do the following steps below, you will produce the correct sound. After that, we will do a lot of activities to make sure that your tongue gets used to the feeling. Listen closely, and if you're watching the video, watch my lips and tongue. Beach, teach, speak, week, sneak, peek, peat, wheat, feet, neat. This is a long vowel sound. In order to create this sound well, your lips need to be spread very widely across your face as if smiling. Your tongue should be high in the back of your mouth, and the tip of your tongue should be down. There is a lot of tension or tightness of the mouth when saying words with the long E sound. You can see my tongue while speaking. This sound will be created when you see the following letter combinations: EA, EE, IE, EI, as in ceiling or receive, Y, and E plus consonant plus E, as in peat or compete. There are a few exceptions though. Notice that not all words with these letter combinations will create these sounds. For example, been. I've been there before. Been is spelled B-I-N, so you would think it would be pronounced bean, but in fact it is pronounced bin. The best thing that you can do, as always, is listen to native speakers to get used to the sounds and not focus so heavily on spelling of words. In the next section, we will go over the short I. Repeat after me. Bit, sit, kit, knit, wit, commit, audit, live, give. This is a short vowel sound. We say this vowel faster than the E sound. The mouth is relaxed. There is not a lot of tension in my mouth. The biggest difference, however, is the placement of the tongue. Let's look at the image below. E versus I, right? Or the E versus I sound. Seat, heat, feet, sit, hit, fit. In order to create the short I, you need to move your tongue back very slightly. Repeat words to a teacher until they say, "That's right." How to achieve this sound? Exercising your tongue and your ears through isolated sounds and minimal pairs will help build awareness of the difference. Relax your mouth entirely when trying to create the short I. You'll need to play around with your tongue and push it slightly farther back in your mouth than with the E sound. Follow along and listen to the difference between these two sounds. Seat, seat, seat. Sit, sit, sit. Seat, seat. Sit, sit. Seat, sit. Heat, heat, heat. Hit, hit. Heat, heat. Hit, hit. Heat, hit. Minimal pairs. E versus I. Let's practice some minimal pairs together. The goal is to work on the movement of your mouth and tongue to produce the same sound as me. Repeat after me. These. These are the documents I was talking about. This. This is the document I was talking about. Seat. There are only 5 seats in the car. Sit. You need to sit while the teacher is talking. Beat. I hope the Giants beat the Dodgers. Bit. The child bit his tongue while eating. Feet. You have very stinky feet. Fit. The child threw a fit in public. Wheat. She has a gluten allergy, so she can't eat wheat. Wit. Be careful of her wit. She's one smart cookie. Pete. My friend Pete hosts the Aussie English podcast. Pit. There's a fire pit at our campsite. Bean. Pinto is a type of bean. Bin. He threw the garbage in the bin. Meat. We need to buy meat for the barbecue. Mitt. He doesn't have a baseball mitt, so he can't play today. Teen. It's a teen magazine. Tin. The Tin Man walked with Dorothy. Leave. They leave on Monday. Live. We live near the park. Heel. My heel hurts from these high heels. Hill. Do we have to walk up that hill? You will often be able to determine which word is being said based on the context. However, it's important to be able to isolate the sounds out of context and be able to recreate them. This will help you avoid making errors during conversation. Let's read these minimal pairs once again, next to each other. Afterwards, I will give you an audio quiz. These versus this. These, this, these, this. Seat versus sit. Seat, sit, seat, sit. Beat versus bit. Beat, bit, beat, bit. Feet versus fit. Feet, fit, feet, fit. Wheat versus wit. Wheat, wit, wheat, wit. Pete versus pit. Pete, pit, Pete, pit. Bean versus bin. Bean, bin, bean, bin. Meat versus mitt. Meat, mitt, meat, mitt. Teen versus tin. Teen, tin, teen, tin. Leave versus live. Leave, live, leave, live. Heel versus hill. Heel, hill, heel, hill. Which word am I saying? Spell the word that I am saying. You have 5 seconds to answer, and then I will read it to you. Number one, pit. P-I-T. I want to buy a fire pit when I have a house. Number two, leave. L-E-A-V-E. He is leaving the house. Number three, bean. B-E-A-N. I like Mexican beans. Number four, this. T-H-I-S. This is my favorite color. Number five, seat. S-E-A-T. Please take your seat. Number six, fit. F-I-T. I want to get fit soon. Number seven, tin. T-I-N. The Tin Man is very nice. Meat. M-E-A-T. That vegetarian doesn't eat meat. Number nine, these. T-H-E-S-E. These. These pieces of furniture are very nice. Reflecting on all of these words, one of the biggest mistakes I hear on a regular basis is the difference between these and this. Be sure to learn the difference between these two words. These is for plural. These are the documents I was talking about. This, 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 not these, is for singular words. This is the document I was talking about. Read these examples to your language partner or teacher. Have them work with you until you hear and feel a difference in your mouth, and until they tell you that you are pronouncing the words correctly.